Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Relax and Give Thanks. Philippians 4:6, do not be covered with anxiety about your situation, but in every detail of your life, with prayer and supplication, with thanks in your heart, let your requests be lifted to God. When I read these words that I have phrased in my own comprehension of what it really means, it means turning over all the details of our life to the Lord. When I do that, I'm in good hands. There's an insurance company that at least they used to advertise, you're in good hands with this insurance. That may or may not be the case, but I'll tell you, when we come into the presence of the Lord and turn all of our cares, all of our anxieties, all of the situations of our life into His hands, we are definitely in good hands. And in so doing, we can relax and give thanks. Now, the choice is either carry our own burdens, our own concerns, and be covered over with anxiety, or give it over to the Lord and say, whatever happens, God is going to get blessing. I recall years and years and years ago, man, the older I get, it seems like everything is back then, back when. But when I was a young man, there was a missionary that had, because of medical condition, was required to leave the mission field and come back for surgery. He was in a quandary as to why God would lift him up, move him all the way from South Africa back to Idaho, and then put him in a hospital bed. It just didn't seem right. He needed to be about the work of the Lord, not laying up in a hospital bed, facing surgery and recuperation. Then he looked over to his left, and the bed that was occupied by a man that he had never met in his life. And the Lord opened his heart and opened his eyes to understand there was a mission field in that room. He began to become better acquainted with the roommate, and realized that he had never received Jesus Christ in his heart, but there was a hunger and thirst for righteousness. And in those days of recuperation in his hospital room, he led that man to faith. You see, that hospital room became a mission field for him. When we relax and give thanks that God is in control of all things, we don't try to orchestrate our situation. We try to fit in to the situation and ask God to use us, that in every situation of our life, every detail, every nuance, we can touch lives around us. In this time of pandemic and concern and strife and argumentation, bitterness, we need to be the source of hope to a world that is looking for hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Share that hope with those around us. Relax and give thanks. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we certainly do give you thanks this day. I pray, Lord, that as we go about our activities this day and the days that lie before us, that we will recognize we are here for a purpose, and that purpose is to live for you, to speak for you, to show forth the Spirit of Jesus to those that have never seen the true Spirit of Jesus before. Let the words of our mouth, meditation of our heart, and the actions of our life be acceptable in your sight. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.